Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Sonia Fori?
I don't have any opinions.
But I'm sure it will take just a few minutes. It's a very important survey about the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices, and also about important issues facing your community and the nation. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Oh, why not?
Okay, thank you so much for your help. First of all, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote. It doesn't do much good, but I will anyway.
Okay. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
Oh, I'd just say I decline to answer that.
Okay, no problem. But can you please tell us, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Oh, I decline to answer that, too.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I just put the number in the middle.
Is that a 5?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have gun regulation and reform, crime and violence, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, and last three, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or immigration and border security.
What was the one with shrinking the government?
Yes, it was, just let me find that. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't know. I think inflation is a problem because people aren't able to, the young people, aren't even able to afford their lives anymore. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so inflation and the economy. This is the most important right now.
That's
correct.
Yeah, okay. Cut down the money that we spend on these high-priced CEOs and politicians and pay the working person more money. That's what I'd like.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove of all of them.
Okay. Strongly? Or just somewhat
you
disapprove?
You could just most of the, yeah.
Somewhat disapprove? Is that okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And generally speaking, will you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's probably getting a little worse because of the price of, and this is for everybody, the price of housing and food and energy, and nobody's situation is getting better. Oh, except for we did create a few more billionaires during COVID. I don't really know how that happened, but evidently there are more billionaires now.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's hard to say because the news, the media tries to stir the pot and pit people against each other. and then we forget who the real problem is. And
but based on what you know, it's hard to say.
I don't like when I drive around and see people. I don't think most people hate each other, but I think if you watch the news,
they try to
stir the pot.
It's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? Based on what you.
You know, I think it might be getting better. I don't know.
Okay. And how often would you say? Sorry. Yes. Is it getting better?
Yeah, let's just say it's getting better. But I think most people are. Go ahead.
And the next one, how often would you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Racial discrimination?
Yes, racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often,
not often, or not at all? Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say do you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, or not at all?
Pretty often, I say, you know.
Okay. And
I live with a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all?
I'm very concerned.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one on the list, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
Oh, I would just, you know, the best thing to do with these people is just say you feel nothing about them. Nothing.
But any opinion of him from 0 to 100?
Well, I think he's an idiot, but they all are. So, or he's kind of creepy. But I just don't. I don't particularly waste a lot of my energy hating these people. So I just don't care. So just put me in the middle.
I need to select one number between 0 and 100.
0 and 100.
0. Yes.
So what are you talking about? So say this again. So I either 100? Like them or don't.
100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0, very unfavorable. And 50 is in the middle.
Just say 50.
Okay. The next one, Tim Scott. How would you rate him from 0 to 100?
Who is this?
Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name? Tim Scott?
No. What? Can you spell it for me?
Yeah. T-I-M. Tim. Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
I don't even watch the news lately. Is he somebody important?
No, no problem. If you don't recognize the name, it's not a problem. The next one, the Republican Party in general. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Well, I just give them a 50. They're not, none of them are really doing much good.
The next one, the National Rifle Association, or NRA, from 0 to 100.
Oh, what about them? Oh, I don't care about them much either. Whatever, they're just put a middle with them.
Is that a 50?
Yeah, sure.
50, okay. Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
Oh, is that an organization or is it just a slogan?
Yeah, the organization, Black Lives Matter. How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
Just say 50.
50? Donald Trump. From 0 to 100.
Give him a 52.
Okay.
You know what? It's my reward that I'm not wasting too much of my thoughts on these people.
Okay. And the next one, just two more. Cornel West. Do you recognize the name? Cornel West?
No. Is he somebody who's supposed to be, what is he, something in the news with the armed forces?
Yeah. I think he's a candidate from Independent.
Oh,
and the
is
last
he? I'll have to look into it.
Okay, the last one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. From
Say
0 to
again.
100. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, the organization. From 0 to 100. How would you rate that?
There's a leadership what on human and what rights?
Conference on Human and Civil Rights. You are not familiar with that organization?
I'm not familiar
Never
with
heard of
them.
Okay.
I haven't looked them up. I think they ought to get busy, though.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
I'd like to vote for the independent guy, but then I think that might be thrown away. But, yeah, just put the independent guy. Put him.
Okay. If the elections were held today, remember. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Okay. And now we're 70% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay? The first one, American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You have to define democracy.
I'm required to read verbatim, and that isn't written here, but
yeah,
you can answer based on what you think it means.
Really, democracy is mob rule. We're supposed to be following a constitution that the government should be protecting all of our rights, not the rights of the group. They should be protecting individual rights. So
but in this specific statement, American democracy is under major threat now. Are
I'll just
agree
say no.
or disagree? Okay.
I disagree.
Strongly disagree? Strongly
yeah.
disagree? Or somewhat?
I just somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. The next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, or disagree with that?
You can just put them in the middle, too. I don't care, whatever. They can do what they want. I don't have to come out to the parade, though, do I?
But I need I need you to select one. I have somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
I'll just say I agree with that, whatever.
Okay.
I don't
just strong one, not as strong. Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree with that?
Depends on the situation. You know, if you're applying for, I don't know, depends on what kind of job. I don't know, just put I'm in the middle there, too, because it just depends. I mean,
okay,
it could happen somewhere.
But I need to select. Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree with that?
So you can't have a middle answer?
Actually, just have four options. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I guess I'll put somewhat disagree.
Okay.
Possibly. It just depends on the situation.
I understand, but just
where
in general.
You are. Anybody
yes,
can experience prejudice. It depends on what the group you're in, where you are, what job you're applying for. Sometimes you get a benefit.
It's a tricky question. But
let's
go to the next one, okay? The next one is the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Agree or disagree with
that? I disagree with that. I don't
just
know.
Strongly disagree? Or just somewhat?
Just somewhat disagree.
Okay, and the last three.
They never make anything any better. Look at what they do. Everything they do, they screw up. They try to do something and they do something else. All right.
Okay, but just the last three, okay? Your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Agree or disagree with that?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. The next one. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Well, I think it is in some areas, but not everywhere.
Okay, so somewhat agree? Not as strongly?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, sorry. And the last one.
Because if there's two people applying for the job and the person of color is the better candidate, I think they would get the job usually. But
okay.
It just depends unless you're you know.
Not on all cases. But the last one. America is on the path to another civil war. Agree or disagree?
I'm not fighting. I'm just going to run for the hills. I don't even know what they're fighting about. I'm just so tired.
But are you agree or disagree with
this? I somewhat disagree. They might like that, though. Think about it. If we all destroy each other, then who's left to reap up all the if we destroy each other, then the criminals at the very top are there left to us.
Yeah.
What do they call it? I forget what they call it, but
okay, but now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or, statement B.
Are they talking about food?
About education.
Oh, the books.
They have access to. And the statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
Say that again.
Which of these do you agree with more, A or B?
So A is, what was A again?
A, parents should have the direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school library can carry. This is a statement.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
Okay. And much more with A or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, okay? 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's been threatened or undermined at all.
Are you talking about democracy again?
I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Okay. The first one is ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10, remember 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat.
Oh, I think everybody's got access to vote. Didn't they even get some dead people votes? Who knows what they're doing?
But from 0 to 10, which number?
That I think people are prevented from voting? Don't they even get to vote in the mail?
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
I think they're doing a fine job of that, I guess. You people are getting they can vote, can't they? I mean, if you can mail in your vote. There's a lot of ways to vote, aren't there?
Okay, but you can use any number between 0 and 10. Which number?
Can you say that again? That people are...
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. And 0 means you don't think it is being threatened or undermined at all.
I don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all, no.
Keep that at 0. Is that correct? Okay.
No,
and the next one?
Are you almost done here? You told me just a few minutes.
Yes, we're almost done. Just I'm going to read you a little fast and just tell me the number, okay? The next one is freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
Do I think that's being threatened?
Correct.
It kind of seems like it. People have gotten arrested for just, especially
okay,
women. Remember when people didn't like the masks? And I don't know. I mean, I just stay home and shut my door. I don't want to look at these people, but whatever. People should be able to protest if they don't like what's going on, and their rights should be protected. If they want to go out there and they shouldn't be sprayed with pepper spray.
Which number?
Do I think that it's being under threat?
Correct.
Oh, I think it is under threat. Like, so what is the most under threat? The 10?
10. 10 is strongly agreed.
I put the one under that, 9 maybe or something.
9, okay. The next one.
I just think it's safer to stay home, honestly.
Okay, the next one. A commitment to Christian ideals from 0 to 10.
Do I think that's under threat?
Correct. From 0 to 10.
Well, it depends on... I can think whatever I want. I can go worship where I want. I can read any Bible I want, whatever. I don't...
And which number should I record for you?
Do I think that's under threat?
Correct.
Well,
from 0 to 10, which number?
It depends on, you know, what... People have certain ideas that are, I think, are kind of right-wing Christians. They have certain ideas that they don't... They didn't want to wear a mask, or they don't want to get...
I understand, but you can use any number.
They don't want their kids to go to school. They should live how they want to live. Look at the Amish people. Let them live however they want to live. And so I guess that's somewhat being discriminated against, I guess. Yes.
Okay. So which number?
Some people. I guess 8 or 9.
8. Okay. The next one. Police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10.
No, I don't think they treat everybody the same.
Okay, so is that a 0?
It just depends on where you are, what you're driving, what your economic status looks like, because if you're in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time and you get a bad cop, because there are some, you could have a trouble. So,
okay, and which number should I record for you? From 0 to 10.
Say that again. So this is a problem?
Police that treat everyone the same. Remember, 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined.
I think, that I think it's being undermined? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know that it's being undermined. It's always been. There's always been some bad cops, and they've always done some bad things, if, you know, for certain, I think, certain people.
Okay, wrapping this up with the last two questions, okay? Just 3 more. Immigration to this country, from 0 to 10.
Is that a problem?
10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined.
Oh, I don't think it's being undermined. I think they're encouraging it because they like cheap labor.
Okay.
These corporations.
Is that a 0?
I think 0. They're not. That's not under threat.
Zero.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been trying to get
in
here from another country.
The last two. Equal economic opportunities for all, from 0 to 10.
Oh.
Remember, 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined.
Oh, it's definitely being undermined because it's harder and harder.
Is that a 10?
Yes. People,
the last one.
People are having a hard time, especially if they don't come from a family that will help them. It's terrible.
Okay, and the last one, the right to bear arms from 0 to 10.
Is that under threat? Yeah, I think it's
10
under
means,
threat.
Okay,
I think it's
is
under
that a 10?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a 10, but I would say it's, from what I don't really watch a lot of news.
Which number?
It seems like... I don't know, just say an 8, maybe.
8, okay, thank you. And now, finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all, okay? The first one, just 2 statements. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own risk may not be while your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
So the voting they're talking about?
America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years.
I don't think that in the middle. I think individual rights are coming under attack, and the institutions are doing just fine.
In the middle is 5. Is that correct? Someone agree?
Okay. Yeah.
And the last one? Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
Hmm.
Agree or disagree with that? From 0 to 10.
Just put in the middle, because I never know what they're talking about.
Okay. Is that somewhat agree?
Just put in the middle. I don't feel either way about that, because it just, you have to look into it further.
Okay.
Really.
And sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
I'm probably motivated to vote, I guess. I don't know. What did I say in the beginning?
You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'm motivated to vote, not because I think it does any good, but I probably will vote.
From 0 to 10?
I guess 9. I guess.
9, okay.
I don't know.
And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? In a few words.
What? Can you say that again? So what would...
Which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Well, I think individual rights and freedoms are what is important to me. I want everybody's rights protected, not just the right of the community.
Thank you so much. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we are done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or postgraduate?
Oh, I'm a college graduate.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No, I don't, and I would hesitate to even answer that if I did, but I don't.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate, I guess.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Well, in my mind, I think about going, but I don't get there. So you'll have to just put, I hardly go, but
okay.
I do really believe firmly that there is a God and that he does listen to us.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess it's kind of an urban.
And do you identify... Okay, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
Not so much, no.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you for your help.
You too. Bye.
Bye.